This is Lee Allen, and we have come from Detroit, a couple of thousand miles by plane to talk with the Beatles, and they have been gracious enough to permit us to come up and talk with them. They're on a vacation.
And
there we are. I can't. You guys are in key, but I'm out.
Yeah.
Let's identify the voices. First of all, I recognize Ringo. Ringo, good to have you.
Hello. How are you doing? Good to see you.
And here.
go on. Here. Come
all right. Now wait a minute. I gotta get George, right?
No. Wrong.
Now I'm going to get put on to the whole
thing. Oh, yeah, go on.
I got two more guesses. Yeah.
Try and get me, Harry.
Trying to get you, Harry? All right, now, John.
Hey,
good guess. No, listen, kids, don't ever listen to him again. He's off his head. He just stole one from the other kids. Okay? Don't listen to this program.
Tell me about...
Not
right now.
Well, you got some Stamp Out the Beatles sweaters.
You've got Stamp Out the Beatles sweaters?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get them?
From Detroit.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did a guy send them to you?
Yeah, somebody sent us from Detroit, so we're just changing it around to Stamp Out Detroit. You know.
It's a big joke with us kids.
How did you hear about the Stamp Out the Beatles thing?
As soon as we got off the plane, somebody in the news conference, press conference, said, what are you going to do in answer to this Stamp Out the Beatles campaign?
I heard about it in Cashbox before we came over.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Cashbox.
In English, Cashbox?
Well, you know, it's the American
idea. I heard about it when I was 7 at school. Somebody told me about it.
Yeah. Well, I've had telegrams and letters from kids in Detroit saying it's only...
There's only about 10 people who want to stump us out.
It's at the University of Detroit, which is like down here at the UM Miami.
Well, I'll tell you what, we just had a fraternity plaque. From the University of Miami. Very nice.
Nice university.
Nice bad university, Detroit.
I think some of the guys and gals would be interested in knowing what were the Beatles before you were a group. I mean, were you all friends? Did you know each other?
Well, we were at school. And, yeah, when we were about 17, and we left school, and we just turned semi-professional. We went to Germany for about 4 months. And, you know, we'd just been semi-professional right after school, and then we managed to make a record in England about 18 months ago, and
that was when Ringo joined us, because before
Ringo just got in on the bandwagon.
He just moved
I
in.
I just made him.
Ringo was, you know, a fellow that we'd known for quite a bit, and we liked him. Good old Ringo.
It's all changed.
He was a good. No, you know, so that's when Ringo joined, and we've been together then since 40 years. We've been
together now for 40 years,
and it don't seem a day too much.
I noticed you were listening to a Martha and the Vandellas
B-side
record here in the hotel room.
Mm.
That like stuff all comes out of Detroit, like Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and Marvelettes.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Very good. We love them.
They're nice people, and the stuff they have is our American rock or rhythm and blues, but your things, especially the lyrics, they hit home with the kids, but they're different. How do you go about it? Is there any method?
There's no method or no kind of formula at all. Just if we fancy an idea for a song or an idea for a few notes that we like or something like that, then we start doing a song around it. But we haven't got any formula at all. You know, there's no such thing like John comes up one day with all the lyrics and I do all the music to it.
How do you like Florida, by the way?
Oh, marvelous, yeah.
Great!
How about the Beatles are here? I understand there were fantastic mobs at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And here at the Deauville for the show, we know that. You did one show in the afternoon, a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
We saw the one in Detroit
tonight. And then we stripped off and did the night show.
Yeah. But what about, how can you possibly have a vacation? How can you have a holiday with guys like me coming to bug you?
Well, you're the only one.
We like you two especially because you're from Detroit.
You're the only one.
I love you.
No, nobody else will probably, we won't do anything else this week. No, we're off now till Friday. It's not very long, you know, but it'll just give us a chance to rest.
We're going to have a proper vacation.
What about the Four Seasons? They're your counterpart.
Yeah, well, I haven't actually bought one of their records, but I like their records.
And we prefer the Miracles.
Prefer the Miracles.
That kind
Marvin
of
Gaye and, you know. Esther Phillips.
Ronettes.
The Ronettes.
Yeah.
I want to...
Hold your hand.
Hold your hand. You know, that's one of the jokes in town. What did one Beatle say to the other? No. I want to hold your hand.
True.
Okay, we got to wrap it up because you guys have got to go.
Okay, phone is calling.
And I want to thank all of you for...
We'd like to thank you. You were one of the first to play our records in America.
Have you got anything that you'd like to say to Detroit or Chicago, New York, or wherever this thing might be played, Ringo?
Thank you. Thanks a lot for buying the records. And we'd like to thank Ed Sullivan for fetching us over so we could meet you all. That's about it.
Yeah, and we're going to try and get back sometime this year, you know, about September, I think.
So don't go away.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, guys.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.